Dictation for Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, February 1659. Addresses a letter to Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation Mr. Griffin. Recent acute kidney injury at the time of obstructed uropathy nephrolithiasis. He was able to pass stone spontaneously, 4 millimeters. Has followed with urology, Dr. Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at Lansing. A 24-hour urine collection has been done. Results are not available. He does have a renal cyst and another stone without causing obstruction. Symptoms back in December, briefly exposed to Toradol, Norco, Keflex, Flomax, and Sofran. All of them has been discontinued. He takes blood pressure medicines. He has no specific complaints right now. The stone is 100% calcium oxalate. He's not really doing any restricted diet. In the recent urinary collection, he mentioned that he collected 1.1 liter of urine. Obviously, he needs to increase his fluid intake. He needs to be also careful with the salt and the protein intake. Otherwise, I did a review system, being non-contributory. Next paragraph, the past medical history, hypertension, low standing for what he takes, losartan. Left-sided total knee replacement within the last 2 years, Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E. Tested for sleep apnea because of fatigue, but did not meet criteria. Has not used any CPAP machine. A history of pulmonary emboli a couple of years ago, non-provoke, completed anticoagulation. Last year, 2024, superficial thrombophlebitis on the right side. Prior COVID, erase that. Denies history of diabetes. Is not aware of any heart problems, no TAS stroke seizure, no liver disease, no bowel anemia, or blood transfusion, no history of uric acid or gout. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, he is adopted, a non-family history. Next paragraph, procedures. For prior colonoscopies and benign polyps removed, left-sided total knee replacement, prior knee scope meniscal repair, and also vasectomy. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 168 pounds, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 128 over 80 on the right, 124, 82 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no gross eye, oral mucosal abnormalities, no gross neck masses, carotid bruise, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal distension tenderness, no costovertebral argon tenderness, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries at the time of the kidney stone obstruction, creatinine 1.67, most recent one in February 1.03. Previously, over the years, around 0.8, 0.9. Presently, sodium, potassium normal, minor increase of bicarbonate, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose, no anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, stone analysis December, 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate. Before stone problems, urine analysis, no blood or protein, excuse me, no protein, although there was a small amount of blood. There were some testing because of also dysuria. Being negative for chlamydia, negative for gonorrhea, and PSA not elevated. Review CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast stone protocol from December with left-sided hydro ureter nephrosis, 4 millimeter stone at the area of the urethra vesicular junction, another stone 5 millimeters on the right sided without obstruction. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury from obstructed uropathy, left-sided nephrolithiasis, calcium oxalate, stone pass, kidney function back to normal. Follows with urology, not just for this problem, but also because of some urinary symptoms. In terms of the stone, we discussed the importance of appropriate hydration. Urine output should be in the range of 2 to 2.5 liters in a daily basis, regardless of what the collection of urine done recently shows. He needs to follow a low oxalate diet, careful salt restriction, minimizing animal protein. Animal protein causes decrease of citric acid in the urine, which is a predisposing factor. Ideally, a collection of urine is done in a regular diet without changes because of the stone, to mimic what he normally eats, and usually is recommended at least 3 samples 24 hours. I don't think we need to do that, but we need to be proactive to minimize another stone. Continue pressing blood pressure medications, concerned about his prior unprovoked pulmonary embolism, and then later superficial thrombophlebitis. You will consider, if needed, as appropriate assessment for hypercoagulable state. The pulmonary emboli was multifocal and distal with the right lower lobe back in May 2020. And the superficial thrombophlebitis was on the right lower extremity back in July 2024. All issues were discussed at length with Dennis. I don't believe there is a need for me to follow at this point in time, but I will be glad to see him if any needs arises. End of dictation.